So we are back in Talmud Esar Sfirot. As we continue from last week, we are still in Istaklut Pnimit. How generous of Rav Ashlag to write Istaklut Pnimit, because after all, the Talmud Esar Sfirot, basically it's a study on Rabbi Isaac Luria Etzraim, and Istaklut Pnimit is a repetition on explanation to make sure we got it right. That's a generosity. So we are now, Ayefresh Beigulim Leyosher. What is, again, it's repetition of the difference between igulim, circle, to linear. Say Rav Ashlag, the difference is b'masach, is the curtain shenitchadesh be'esar sfirot de yosher. The difference between the igulim and the linear is based on the linear is as a masach and the circular not. Let's understand it. Amidvayer ma'anal shesh bet b'chinot malchut, האחת היא מלכות מצומצמת, והאחת, והשנייה היא מלכות שיש במסך. This is a revelation, as you have to remember, it's a new language. We have two types of מלכות. מלכות מצומצמת, מלכות that went under צמצום, that last week we say restriction, contraction, what else we say? What did you say the word?
Constriction.
No construction. Constriction. Malchut mezumtemet. Vashdei malchut sheyesh ba masach. The other malchut, malchut with masach. So we have two malchuyot now. Now we study new language. Vedadal shezehu kol ha'efresh bin sfirot de'igulim lesfirot de'yosher. Shenikra ot kav. Now you know this is the only difference between the sfirot of the circle to the sfirot of the linear. Sfirot of the linear, we call them kav, line, L-I-N-E. כי בעשר הספירות העיגולים אינה מלכות שבהן, מבחינת המלכות המצומצמת, the 10 ספירות of the עיגולים, the 10 ספירות of the circular ספירות, are coming from where? Coming from מלכות that has been constricted. Yes? Did I do a good job? Constricted. I love this new words. We discover new word. Constricted. So, שאין שם מסך, there is no מסך. But the linear ספירות, הנה המלכות שבהם מתוקנת במסך הנ"ל כמו שנאמר באלן. But the linear ספירות is actually as a מסך. So we understand that the ספירות will not come into an existence without the צמצום, without the constriction, without the constriction. Why? Because if we fully understand in the end sof, in the endless before the tzimtzum, everything is one. When you start to see the differences between the sfirot, when there is tzimtzum, but, and then you see there is actually 10 sfirot, but what do you see? The 10 sfirot of igulim. After that, there is a masach, and then the masach is actually the linear, as we study so many times, which is like a straw, and the straw itself is the tzimtzum, is the מסך. Why the light want to go into בחינה דלת? Into the fourth phase. Why? Say Rav Ashlag, מפני שהנאצל המשיכו כן. Because the emanated still asking for it. אתה תבין היטב את עניין האור החוזר. And you will understand the returning light or the reflecting light. העולה על ידי זיווג דהקאה, that is go up by binding, by striking. זיווג mean binding, הקאה mean striking. Even those two words are not going well together, they are, because you strike the masach, and that's how you create binding with the אור ישר, with the direct light. מפגישת האור העליון במסך שעל בחינה ד' שהתחלנו לבארו לאל. ותבין, מה שאמרנו שם שהאור העליון לא מקפיד על הצמצום שעשה מעט נאצל, the light is not considered if there is a צמצום or not, if there is constriction or restriction or contraction or whatever it is, צמצום, the light not related to that, because the nature of the light is not changing. והוא יורד להתפשט גם מבחינה דלת. The light is going down all the way to give to the fourth phase. הנה הטעם מפני שהנאצל בעצמו משיכו בהכרח מתחילה, כן. Because the emanated still drawing that type of light. כי כבר נתבהר שהאור העליון הוא תמיד במצב המנוחה המוחלטת. We already teach you, Sir Ravash, that the light is always rest. The light not moving. There's no movement in the light. מנוחה. מנוחה. מנוחה means to rest. So when you say Shabbat מנוחה, when you come to Shabbat, what do we say? Shabbat מנוחה. You have to rest on Shabbat. Don't work on Shabbat. It's not just physical work that we are talking about. It's in Shabbat, there is the rest of the week. All the energy of the rest is within Shabbat. All the rest within Shabbat. Shabbat giving you all that energy. Like Tisha B'Av giving you all the prevention of negativity for your money and body. Because Tisha B'Av, what is Tisha B'Av? People are going to fast on Sunday. Ooh, wow, wow, the fasting. But it's not about just the fasting. Why are we fasting? Because of the physicality. You want to make sure the physicality is not controlled by the wrong side. So what do you say? I'm not giving you nothing. No food, no drink, nothing. I'm not even studying Torah. That's how far it goes. Can't even study. Study everything that has to do with Tisha B'Av. That's what you allow. So basically the dark side gets nothing. That means it cannot affect your body. It cannot affect your business. Anything physical. Only physical, guys. Okay? Only physical. So it's important. Tisha B'Av is for the physical. שהאור העליון הוא תמיד במצב מנוחה, ואינו פסוק בין העיר לתחתונים אפילו רגע, כי אינו נופל תחת ושלום תחת המקרה והחידוש. Why is the light always resting? Because if you think the light is not resting, then you will think that the light has been affected by good, bad, or different things like that. וכל ענייני ההתפשטות האור העליון אמורים, הכוונה היא על ההמשכה מצד הנאצל. So if you say that the light keep pushing to go in to בחינה דלת, it makes like the light as a personality of good or bad. Doesn't have it. The Neetzal, the emanated, still have a desire. אשר מקבל מהאור העליון, פי הכנת הרצון לקבל, דיין יש תוקחות שבו, כמו שנתבהר. Who gave the Neetzal, who gave the emanated the desire? The light. Everything is the light. But if you say everything is the light, you have to explain. You tell, go to a person and say everything is the light. So people will not go to work, people will not do anything, but they carry with them many lifetimes. And they might not get what they meant to be getting. Because every time you make a scene, every time you make a negativity, curtain come down. So when the curtain come down, you can receive what you meant to receive. Is it, that's why people steal. What do you think, people steal something that don't belong to them? No. They steal things that belong to them. But it's not the time yet for them to get it. Why people cheating? Because that soul meant belong to them. But not, just not yet. Yeah, this is the sad. We're never wrong. We're never wrong. What do you think? Somebody who kills somebody who is a bad guy is a bad guy. The guy is a bad guy. Not your business to kill him, but he's a bad guy. Never wrong. So the criminal never wrong. It's just the time is wrong. I mean, they have to wait about 200 years and then it will be solved itself out. But who want to wait? Who want to wait? For example, Chur. Chur. What Chur did? Like there's this movie, The Son of Chur, what do you call it? Ben Chur? Ben Chur it's called? In English it's called Ben Chur too?
Yeah,
huh? Ben Chur. They call it Ben Chur. Ben Chur. Because Americans don't have Ch. Ben Chur. With the H, H, they put it to the H. Ben Chur. But who was who? Who was who? Who was basically the only person who fight the two sons of Bilam to kill them so they will not do the golden calf. But they killed them. They killed them. And that's why a woman who cannot find her soulmate's soul comes from who? So she can never find the soulmate. There's no hope for that. Like, don't even try. Can't stand people who say to me, I want to find my soulmate. People put in the people's brain, soulmate business. There's a soulmate out there. What can be the biggest thing you can sell to people? Right? put a fear in their heart, scare them. Either sickness, either money, either soulmate. I give you soulmate, soulmate. I used to make fun of that when I was young, when I was single. Soul is a type of fish too, right? Soul, soulmate. Can I give you the soul with lemon? Is it still okay with you, sir? I used to make fun of that because if people will look for love, let's discuss it for a second. Because we're talking about desire. If you're looking for love and you found love, would you still look for your soulmate? What is a soulmate? Soulmate is somebody who's connected to you in the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Three levels of the soul. Nefesh, body consciousness. Ruach, conscious of the talk. Right? And neshama, the mind. Very high. To be able to connect in such a level like this, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, it's ultimate, like people who can connect in such a high level. Sometimes can happen father and son, mother and daughter, mother and son, father and daughter. Can happen family, can happen neighbor, marriage. But the soulmate cannot be a drive for people to prevent what they meant to be doing. You know? Because you gotta go in with the idea of the soulmate could be a selfish fulfillment. You want to find soulmate for the sake of God, not for the sake of find my soulmate, and everybody, like almost like the diploma, or you pass the bar as a lawyer, or I don't know. It doesn't work like that. That two pieces is to come together as a completely God. It's completely the puzzle called God. That's a purpose now. Whoever is from who can find the soulmate. What do? You get married. The marriage itself is it's a considered spiritual act. Sometimes people look for a perfect person. Or at least close to be perfect, or at least below less than perfect. But it's selfish act. And I think wherever there is selfish act, there is a money to be made. And that's why there is all those match.com and kind of similar things like this are doing well. In a certain age, you're sick and tired of just going out and dating, and you want to find your match. So how does it work with the light and the netzal? The light itself never change. So it doesn't matter how much you're gonna do bad and how good you're gonna do, nothing really happening. Nothing. And nothing will ever happen. So, why? Then why this whole life? Because the transition that called life, it's to guide you into places where you can have somehow a connection to the divine in the best way you can. And the main idea is to get rid of that selfish fulfillment. We are after selfish fulfillment. And some people actually call it spirituality. How can I get what I'm desiring selfishly? So we're no different than a person who uses drugs or hurting people. Everybody finds what they want in a different way. Now, if you do it in an elegant way, it doesn't make you better than a criminal. You just do it better. I always make fun of restaurant. Our restaurant used to look like 300 years ago. And I always say, it was a thin wall where you can hear the cow, the chicken, and the duck, and all the things happen. They do it in the back, and then you have a soup. Not so elegant. Now you don't hear a thing.
You can hear the refrigerator open and close, and we feel so lovely. We become elegant. We know how to hold the fork on the left, I think that's what English say, knife. If it's chicken, you're allowed to touch. If it's fish, you're allowed to touch. It's all kind of forks. We become elegant. We're not barbarian anymore. We kill the animal, but nobody need to know about it. So what changed? What changed? We just cover things better. We cover the selfish desire a little bit better. We're doing great with that. So a desperate woman for a soulmate now, we're going to address it as a soulmate. Or a desperate man for a soulmate. Why do you call it soulmate? Why you mention soulmate? And now you're going to know this is your soulmate. Is there like a sign here? Let me compare my number. Oh, well, we're a match. This is so nice. Amazing. Wow. So happy I met you. Did Rabbi Chaim Vital marry his soulmate? Well, he's married his father-in-law from last lifetime. She was a man. That's why she couldn't have kids. That he used to fight. Because Rabbi Chaim Vital was Rabbi Akiva. She was the father-in-law who kicked him out. They have to finish the tikkun now. Two men. Soulmate. What is this dream with soulmate with people? People are not worried about how much charity they're giving. They're not worried about are they doing enough good things to people. That this is also important. Why we took only one and solve it? This is it. I'm into that. Netzal, the emanated, is receiving all the blessings that the endless has, and it's drawing. But there is now a massage, there is now a curtain. They don't let you receive everything you want. So what is the purpose of the massage? To prevent you from receiving or to reflect the light back to the endless so the light of the endless can be revealed on everything above me. What are you doing when you say no? When you say no to pizza, it's about your stupid ego that was able to say no to the pizza? Ah, wow, what a wonderful spiritual person looking for the soulmate, saying no to pizza, never curse. What a wonderful person. Did you reveal any light above you? No. I'm busy being spiritual by saying no to myself. I'm building a curtain. And look at me, I'm doing so much restriction, suppression, and all of the above, and I'm pushing back everything. Do you want somebody else to receive it? No, I don't care. I just don't want it for me. Because I want to be spiritual. That's spirituality for people. Here teaches Rav Ashlag that the prina of the masach, the old masach, is if the masach doesn't reveal what's above that, then there is no sharing there. There is, I'm still busy with me not receiving. I'm still busy with me being nice. I'm still busy with me. Oh, I'm nice. Now what happened the next thing? People start clapping their hands. So what a spiritual person. I'm so happy to meet you. You must be the guru. Yeah, I am. I'm the one who's saying no to nothing. And that's why one of those days you will see me doing that video. My wife, I'm sure, will stop me to go to India to talk to those people who get nothing. You know, those people who sit think they're farik, not farik, quick. The one who don't eat, don't drink, don't do anything. I don't know. What do you call them? You don't know? You never study Hindu? what's wrong with me? I forgot the name. The people who are not receiving anything. You don't know about them? They sit there. There's a name for it, guys.
Monks?
There is a name. There's a name for it. It's a religious guru that sit there and doesn't eat, doesn't do it, sometimes go on nails. You don't know those things? Remember that? Farik, not Rafik. Farik. Anyhow, so those people are so spiritual that they receive nothing. The worker and receive nothing. Either they're fasting, or they don't drink, or they don't sleep well, or they go on a bed full of nails. It's all about the non-receiving. It's all about the non-receiving. So there is a group of non-religious people in Israel. And there is, it's a wife, she's a writer, famous writer in Israel, may she rest in peace. Her name is Anat Gov. Usually I don't read her stuff. She's very much against religion, very strong in politics against religion. And she spoke about Judaism. Never. Like she write a column in the paper that I like to see what she say. Usually very intelligent, very smart, to the point. This time she wrote about religion. She was dying from cancer. As she's dying, she started writing all page on that. So she started writing about what is Judaism. And she said, I'm not writing from a religious point of view. I'm writing it from just tradition point of view, just fun. What is fun about that? And she started to compare Islam, Christianity. She said, Judaism is a funny, funny religion, she say. It's about, you got to want it, and once you have it, you got to let it go. You got to think about it, let it go. It's all about wanting, pushing. And I was thinking, I said, she described it in the best way somebody ever described. She said, candle of Hanukkah, you're supposed to enjoy the light of candle of Hanukkah, but you cannot use the light to see where is your shoes. You're allowed to do this, but not everything is okay. For example, you cannot mix wool and linen, but you can mix it if it's a tzitzit for a man, undershirt for a man. There's thousand rules like that that show you how far you go, and then go. When you go to India, you found the name Shafiq, Shariq, Arik. So you go to India, those people want to receive nothing. It's unbelievable, right? Some of them can be fast talking for 3 months. And the idea, why Kabbalists are not like that? Because in Kabbalistic world, it's very difficult. You have to, if you feel you're totally, it doesn't bother you anymore, you gotta look for things that bother you, challenge yourself, and overcome them. Fakir, it's called fakir. Fakir. You never heard this one? I'm sorry, with my accent sound bad. Fakir. I know. Sound really bad. I'm sorry. Sufi?
Yeah.
No, Sufi is from Persian.
It's about poverty and doesn't have anything.
Sufi is a philosophy. Sufi is a great, great, great philosophy. But one of the famous ones is Persian. Talk about love. Rumi, great book. I recommend to everybody to read what he wrote. There's a lot of depth in that. And one of the top speakers about Rumi live in Camarillo, not far from here. Used to give lecture in his house. I never knew he was a tremendous. He was one of the advisors of the Shah. His name is Muhammad. Great, 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 great man. Great man. He's the one who supply all the flour in California for Christmas. You know, those red flour and everything. So he's the one who creating them. So, and maybe out, now it's bigger. So Muhammad, smart man. I want you to make sure you understand that the whole idea of the Masach. Because a lot of time, when you soulmate, I mentioned soulmate or anything that you do, has to be, the masach has to affect the thing above you. If it's not affecting, if your masach not pushing back, you are not doing what you came here to do. Your existence has to add to somebody else. The reason we build family, because the minimum you gotta do is at least for your family. The family, as Rav Ashlag mentioned, it's the most weird things, Rav Ashlag said. Obviously, like I said, there is no reason to love your children. No one, even one reason to love your children, logically. You get nothing. You only give. And what gives you the power to give? You say, Rav Ashlag, like I said, the reason God created a baby that is look like doesn't know where he's going, and you have to help them, because you become now the giver, you start liking. So you can only like things that you gave to. You don't like things that you've been received from. That you receive from. I mean, we can develop gratitude, but it's not naturally. Naturally of love is when you give to someone. That's why when you allow somebody to give you, you actually allow them to love you. They can love you. And getting to the idea of kids is to understand that children, it's a problem, you know? Big children, big problem. Small children, small problem. You know, you have to give. Give money, give attention, give food, give a shelter. And you're working. You don't feel pain when you go to work because you think about them. Okay? So it never stops. Your brain never stops. It's all about... So at least there you create love the neighbor as thyself. At least there. And then, of course, you're surrounded. Maybe you have a community. Maybe you have a student. Maybe you have a teacher. Maybe you have a neighbor. So you start slowly, slowly, slowly to create more. The circle has to grow. And you have to take it seriously. Like, make a list and start writing down. You know, am I growing in that level? I mean, I have one of my clients for 3 years now. If you see, I mean, I cannot show you his paper. It's personal. The way he works, he put on paper 25 things of his life, spirituality, business, friendship, how many friends he made, his, how athletic he is, did he lose weight, and he write his progress in 1 year. How does he do every month in each area? And he count like from 0 to 10, am I doing good? 2, 7, this, and then he improved the area where he need to improve. It's very, very nice how he work. Very serious about his thing. And so why does he need me, right? Why did he hire me? I mean, I'm expensive for him. Why did he hire me? He hired me because he want the aspect of spirituality, and he also want the aspect of make sure that I'm honest enough with him to tell him, man, not cool. This is not cool. This cannot be done, you know? And the idea for you, I want to make sure the masach is clear. How do you reflect back for the light that already there to be revealed? So you're not making any change. You cannot make any change. So don't let it go to your head that you're making any change. But you can at least either don't disturb or push the Or Chozer, so the Or Chozer will reveal the Or Yashar. At least push it back. Please push it back. But don't push it back because you want to become holy because you're not receiving. Don't do that. I mean, when we're going to get to chapter 5 and chapter 6, you're going to understand that actually when you push back, there is some second Or Chozer that's coming below the Masach, but I don't want to confuse you now. Because for now it's good. But then you will understand how far that those details go. So I'm just preparing you. You gotta push back. You gotta push back, so you're part of building a system. But if it's all about you, you disconnect from the Creator, from the Divine. You know, you're disconnected. Because you're doing it for you. And we are here to do it for the Divine, Bezrat Hashem. You know, it's not the easy thing to do. I'm thirsty. Don't know why. Amshachat ha-Ne'etzal. Anu machanim pashtut Or Elyon. So why is Rav Ashlag want to talk to us about it right now? Because we can get confused that the light now changing. So the light want to influence more. Or the light want to influence less. And the light now pushing on Masach of Pchina Dalet, on the curtain of fourth phase. The light don't change. The light don't change. The only change that happened is from the emanate end. They say, I don't want to receive, create Masach. Torah Yashar Netzal Mishtokek Lekabel Ma'olion. In that second, that the emanated have a true desire to receive the upper light, Miyad Shoev Elav Et Ha'Or Elyon. Then he suck the upper light, Sir Rav Ashlag. Bedome L'Madlik Ner Miner, like somebody who light candle from candle. Ven HaRishon Chaser, and the first candle never miss anything. Ken V'Shah Shana Netzal Mishtokek Lekabel Ma'or Elyon, Bedome L'Madlik Ner Miner. So when the emanated want that light, it's almost like it took light from the upper to the lower. ואין הראשון אותו החלק שנמשך הנאצל לתוכו וכן אין לו שווית פעלות פשטות בחמת המשכתו של הנאצל. There is no, the endless light is not been amazed or spread more or spread less or going up or going down. So sometimes people have that disease that they think God has some issue with that. When you do something wrong, I don't know when the last time you guys did something wrong. When you do something wrong, not to a human being, it could be to a human being too, but you know it's wrong in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Torah. You might think that God is not happy with you today. That's the idol worshiping. Worse than the wrongdoing. But the wrongdoing made you think that God is angry with you. Do you get it? Oh, I lost you there. It's very profound. The wrongdoing is not for the wrongdoing. The wrongdoing is for you to disconnect from God and then think God don't like you. It's a very profound, like this is Kabbalah. This is what I'm teaching. That's a very heavy duty Kabbalah. So what I'm teaching you sounds like I'm the only one who knows it, but it's what's written in the books. So you can't think, if you want to do, let's say you want to do something before Rosh Hashanah, let's say you want to prepare before Rosh Hashanah, one thing. It's Baal Shem Tov Tzedek, Shiviti Hashem L'Negdi Tamid. You have to believe God never change. If you get to that level, you won. If you get to that level that you see that God never change, no ups, no down, no bad mood, no good mood, you got it. You got it. There is no change. But if for a second you think, think it's, let's say we say now it's the 9 days, it's heavy. Yes, from our point of view, the light is exactly the same. Rosh Hashanah, Tisha B'Av, the Purim, nothing changed. But the filter that experience that light change. That's the only change. So change don't appear in the endless. Why did it say if somebody will see God, he will die on the spot? What does that mean? Because our eyes are trained to see change. If you would be able to see non-change, you can't. You can, the brain cannot accept it. And we can never understand it, by the way. The Tikkun HaZohar say, don't even try. The brain cannot grasp it. It cannot be grasped by a human brain. So we need to really be careful with our mind and behavior that we think by me doing extra, now the light loves me, be careful there. By me doing extra, I remove that filter that I'm sucking the light with, that now I will see that everything is the same. Does it make sense to you at all? You know, it's not logical. Question before I continue. Got it? So, it's always the same. Always the same. I give you an example from business, maybe that will help. When you go to a business, to a deal, the truth, but it can confuse you, so I don't want to, if you're not there, don't get confused. The truth, everything is written already, what's going to happen. It's very difficult, be careful with it. But the experience itself might give you the idea that he smiled to me, she smiled, I think she liked me, I think he liked me. They say they're going to call next week. All this is idol worshiping. But again, if you're not ready, that's not for everybody's level. Don't be busy with it. Busy, what do you want? And the divine. The rest not exist. What you're watching is not even a movie. It's a thought in your mind. It's a dream. It's not even happening. So now you start falling into reaction. You react to what? To the flow of non-change or to the change? You're not reacting to something that don't change. You react to the change. Somebody said to you, you are the most beautiful thing I ever seen in my life. Ever, ever, ever. Try to imagine, your brain has to be ready for those kind of talk. You're so beautiful, you're ugly. What happened? Why is it bother you? The beautiful bother you? No, the ugly part bother me. Wow. See. Those things, and it's difficult because if you train yourself to not to be bothered, you might do it from an intellectual point of view. A lot of the spiritual change we think we're doing is not spiritual, it's intellectual. You understand? We call it spiritual because it sounds better. But it's actually intellectual mental change. And to to add spiritual part of it, we have to involve the divine. But like the Scientology, they invented the concept reactive proactive, 1973, 74. You can look at their books. But they invented from a psychological point of view. They write about it. Then Kabbalah use it and other people. But how do I know it? Most of you don't listen to this guy's song. It's a little boring for you. His name is Leonard Cohen. It's not for you. It's not your style. Leonard Cohen write, he has a song that's called The Old Blue Raincoat. It's a song when he was living in New York, but I don't think you're going to like it. It's a very slow song. But he talk about Scientology there. If you read the words, you understand. So the idea there is to understand that we react to that change in the flow. I have money. I don't. I'm healthy. I don't. So all those change. I'm afraid. I'm brave. So we react to change, but the light never changed. Never changed. Same. So if you look at every synagogue, it says, Shiviti Hashem Lenigdi Tamid. Whenever I build synagogue, and I build a few, thank God, Baruch Hashem, and every synagogue I build, you always see my signature is Shiviti Hashem Lenigdi Tamid. I put God in front of me. I usually make it from wood purposely, because it has power. So Shiviti, meaning also Shaveh. Shaveh mean equal. I put God in front of me equal all the time. Shiviti also means I put God in front of my eyes all the time. So Baal Shem Tov invented the idea, it's all the time equal. And that's why in the Talmud, when you learn about the laws of when a happy moment happened to you, when a bad moment happened to you, it's the same blessing. Shocking, right? Shocking. You bless exactly the same blessing. It's like wrong. It's wrong. Somebody tell you good news? Atov ve'amativ. Atov being the good one and the one who do good. Somebody tell you really bad news? Atov ve'amativ. It's almost like wrong. Because you have to measure, you have to get to a place. Of course, we are small people. But you have to get to a level that the good and the bad are really not that different. And that's what Adam and Eve fell in where? In the Garden of Eden. To the tree of knowledge, good and bad, where they start seeing differences. They were in a level that there is no differences. But in a level that there is no differences, you cannot experience that you are part of everything. Once you start to experience, there is ego. What is the ego exactly? How do we define ego? You experience the good or the bad. Like that French philosopher or psychologist would say, I think that's why I am. I think there is somebody, a French guy, I forgot his name, forget. I think that's why I am. It's such an ego trip. Who said it? Somebody remember?
Nietzsche.
Huh?
Who? Nietzsche. He says, I think therefore I am.
I think that's why that's
therefore
who I am.
I
who is it? French guy?
I thought it was Nietzsche.
Nietzsche? I don't know.
Okay.
Was it a French guy?
Yeah.
He was French, right? I was like, study a long time ago. It's such an ego trip because I think that's why I am or that's for I am. And the idea is you experience something. Why would you experience something? You know? And of course, we can only talk about it. We cannot be there. I mean, the way they give you the laws of making love, for example. In the Talmud, there is all the laws of making love for men and women. If you read the laws, it's kind of... And it says that they have to be, I cannot even say the details, but the way they do it, you know, and this is the moment that the body is totally exposed and the body has to be like you've been frozen. You should go, Google it, like the Jewish law on, you would be like, really? Not for me. There is no ups and downs. There is no ups and downs. There is no, everything is the same. Everything is the same, the same, the same. And this is how you connect to the endless light. But of course, we're not going to do it in all levels, you know? We're not in that ultimate level. We can try in many areas, but The idea is to understand, really to understand the endless light. That's the endless light. No change. No change. No change. I feel everybody got it at home as well. So it's a. So that light that coming to hit the masach is not that the light come to hit the masach, because the neetzal, the emanated, drawing that light. בשם התפשטות העולם, וזכור זאת לכל המקומות. כי אין לנו מדברים בלשון התפשטות העליון. So when we say that the upper light spread out, it doesn't mean חס ושלום that the light being spread out. The light is never spread out. It's always there, always will be there. והכוונה היא על המשכתו של הנאצל גופו, גופו, על ידי שתוקעו עצמו ולעד. So that means the נאצל is doing this. And you always, when you go into a tough time, חס ושלום, you should never go to a tough time. Never, never. If you have a gun pointed at you, and I'm sure it happened at least once in your life, or you have weird things happening to you, you have to disconnect for a second and look at it from above. It's part of a movie. Part of a movie. Part of a movie. It's a big movie, guys. It's not your movie. You're not the director. You're part of a movie. There is a lot, all kind of movie. You're allowed to ask the divine, can you put me in a different... Not a low budget movie, a little bit better, right? But from the divine, there is no such a thing as bad or good movie, too. There is a global community, that's it. 7.2 billion people. This is a community. There is no such a thing as better or worse. We are going toward the clarity that it's all one. We are going toward that. And nothing can stop it, by the way. Nothing. Nothing can stop it. It just can be easier if we got it earlier. Like if we grasp it, it will be easy for all of us. I will not have to get reactive. You will not have to get reactive. Very difficult. You know, you go to hospital, you see people there. Wow, what a brain. Brain of people. You meet genius. You meet some old people, you see some young, but old people, smart people who make it in life, business people, smart in money, smart with wisdom about wife, husband, smart about children. They know everything. And they sit in there. What is the doctor there who's 37 years old? Some of them have no clue what they're doing. And they try to impress that dude. That this is right and this is wrong. And when you have a smart guy lying in bed, a smart girl, they already accept the fact that they might this, what they call himself, doctor, might do a mistake that costs with their life. But in that point of their life, they understand it's all up to the light. They all become spiritual. And it's sad. Tell you what's sad. There is some people and nobody come even to visit them anymore in the hospital. There is some people, I once had to go to two burial, one in Chicago and one in here in California. It was nobody to do it. And I said to myself, my God, and the one in Chicago, I didn't even know. It would be private jet. I didn't expect it. Going private jet in Chicago. Where are you going? I'm going to bury a person. Come back soon. And it's almost like we got to get more people to this consciousness and quick, because it doesn't look good, because the universe is operate based on reaction to food, to sex, to drugs, to money, to ups and down. This is how universe is. Fun become equal ups and down. You go to Vegas, it's the most happening place. I mean, you take a lay into the small pocket where you put the coin, you know, here. Did you know that jeans, the little pocket was invented for coin? I didn't know that. My son teach me that. So
all this city can be in one hotel in Vegas. So much alive. But why? Why is Vegas alive? Because of the show? The best show, I agree. But the ups and downs of the gambling, you lose and win. Everybody's too... It's addiction to the ups and downs. People don't want just to win there, by the way. They lose. They want to win, want to lose too. Why after you win $20,000, you go to your room, you ask a gambler or non-gambler, they have an urge to come down. Why? Why don't you just take the money and go home? Take the money and go home. What if I can make 40? I feel it's my night. What about tomorrow night? I don't think it's my night. Ups and downs. You order salad. In the old days, salad was salad. What was in the salad? Salad. Today, I want to choose dressing for the salad. I have no idea what's going on anymore. It used to be Thousand Island and another two, I think. Italian and French. Yeah, I think it was three. Yeah, man. Three. Oh, Caesar. Oh, you Italian. Ah, Caesar. But Caesar has to be done right. Now, my God. You go, you have gluten-free, sugar-free, this-free, no fat, this, that's it, Fred. I have no idea, what am I getting? What am I getting? Help me out. Because the differences is what get us going. Because we are into the differences. The light is no different. Everything is the same. Everything is the same. All the campaign with the Me Too and all these, and the women think they got it right. It's not about that. It's the light pushing to things to be equal. It's not the women. If we look at the story, if you're going to watch TV with the garbage they put into your brain is not a garbage can. Don't let your brain get affected. Okay, we found a loser. Let's inject them with some garbage. Don't. What the information you get there is not exactly the purpose of the light. The light pushing toward one. And it's going to happen this way or another. It's going to happen. So, Me Too campaign, it doesn't matter. God doesn't care what you're going to call it. Call it what you want. I'm going to make sure it's going to be one again. That's really what it's all about. And when you get to this consciousness, then take a time. Take a time that you can sit once a week and watch the world from a different perspective. And you're going to watch like, wow, why are people fighting? Because they are the same. I have a lady from Jerusalem today call me. Wonderful person. God bless her. And cannot say who is she to me because maybe she listened. So she asked me, what do I think? She liked to ask my opinion on things. I want to feed 10,000 mouths. And if I can help her, of course, with the money, with everything, the organization of that, in East Jerusalem. I said, I love the idea. I love to feed people. It's one of my favorite. East Jerusalem, if you don't know, it's where there is Palestinian, there is Arabs who live in Israel. I don't know if you know the difference. So the Arabs who live in Israel, they are not here, they are not there. It's a difficult situation. And then they don't have this. And she asked my opinion. So I said, I believe in education. She said, Eliyahu, they have no socks. They're not going to go to school because of that. And her opinion is very important for me. We always have different opinion, but in a nice way. Like we become one eventually. So I said, we're the same age. So I said, no, I disagree. This and that. She say, I said, oh, you know what? Can we meet in the middle? I said, okay, what's the middle? Say, you only give them food if they go to school or go that. It's okay, deal. Okay, let's talk about how we manifested. So, okay, we manifested. Okay, no, I mean. So the idea is everything is coming toward one by few people. It's not strong enough. We need to get more people to this consciousness. If you find people that are capable of understanding you, and slowly, slowly, with a spoon, give them 10 minutes of nation, we might do it in 1 year. But it's up to you. Find one person, every month,
Do 12 people a year, not more than that. Don't push it too much. 12 people a year that you know that you're going to feed them Telemachus Revelation for my first lecture. Don't push it to now. And so let them listen to tonight's lecture and then take them to the first one. Understand? And then feed them slowly and feed them slowly and feed them slowly and see how it works. If people will start grasping it, 12 people, this is it. Remember, this is it. Zashem, next year, this time, you're going to see the change in the universe. Here I'm on the camera, I'm promising it. Promising it. But you're going to get one person each month that you're affecting. One human. It's not a lot. It's not a lot. Let's finish this part. Say, we only speak like this for your ears, so your ears can handle it. So we say that the light influences. So please remember that there is no change at all. After the restriction, what do you call it?
Constriction.
After the constriction. What is exactly constriction? What is tzimtzum? Amalchut de Ensof, the Malchut of Ensof, chazra v'imshicha aor elyon. Hine kevan shebitzchot toledei shtokut shebchinat dalet shela. What exactly happened? And you got to remember that. Please listen carefully. We have different malchuyot. Different malchut. We're talking about Malchut of Ensof. You have to remember, Ensof has his own Malchut. So the Malchut of Ensof start drawing the upper light, and because drawing that upper light, so the engine still working, still drawing the light, but the masach don't let the light come in. Like if it's or it's only delaying the light, so it will not go in. So that light that don't gonna go in, going back to his roots. שבזה קימה את רצונה שמתחילה, שיגיע לאור רק בגימל בחינות. And for that reason, the light can only go to the three phases, but not to the fourth, because the fourth is a מסך. אומנם אותו חלק האור שהמסך החזיר לאחורה ושרשו, דיינו החלק האור לבחינות, לא נעלה ממנה, אלא נסע לאור גדול. That part that cannot go into בחינה ד' didn't disappear. It became greater light, אבל בישל גימל בחינות של האור עליון, it became the clothing of the three aspects that's supposed to go to the first phase, second phase, and third phase. Because what does this light do when it's going up? It revealed what already exists, which is first, second, and third. Mimakoba masach, because they cannot reveal themselves. They need some aspect of receiving. Where is the aspect of receiving come? Only from the fourth phase of the emanated. So the fourth phase, the emanated, is the only part that is actually receiving. By pushing it back, he has dust of receiving that fulfill the first, second, and third. Because they don't have fourth. They don't have receiving. That or chozer, that returning light, that reflection, become now the kli kabbalah, become the vessel of receiving. For the three phases of the upper light instead of Bchina Dalet, instead of the fourth phase. So now, the way they receive the light, it has to go through all a system called Or Chozer. We learn from that in our life, simple things that you can remember it well. You can only receive things that you actually pushed. Because the things that you want are already here, but you didn't push it enough, that's why you don't see them yet. Is that when you have to appreciate and have gratitude? Well, that's a good manner to have gratitude and appreciate. Somebody asked me to appreciate them. Those of you who know me close, I said, okay, tell me what should I appreciate about you, please. Can you help me out? I mean, you cannot ask for appreciation. You have to do something to be appreciated. It's very, if you don't want to learn that lesson, go live in Tel Aviv for 3 years. They will teach you that. You know, they will teach you a verse that says, "Bishvel kavod tzarich la'avod." For an honor, you have to work. Kavod means honor, la'avod means to work. If you want honor, and nobody in Israel ever, you know, Israel is not normal to become lefargen, to give you a compliment on a good thing. It's not known to be done. If you get, it's you are elite. That's when you did absolutely amazing. Like, if it's not even, it's even wrong to say too many thank you, because they look at you. What's going on? I don't have money. Like, what are you looking? What's happening? You know, it's not normal. Criticism, it's normal in Israel. And that's why nobody gets insulted. People criticize, but then you criticize back, and then everybody's okay, and you eat hummus, and it's a whole thing. But if you want them to help you at 2:30, after you have an argument, a.m., you don't have a car, they give you the car. It's a weird love. It's a hardcore love, but they don't like to show it because they call it fake. Why do you show me the love? Act with love. You don't need to talk too much about love. Show. So I always remember we had an argument with my uncle one night, and my mother had to go to hospital, and we didn't have a car. And my uncle didn't care. He heard about it from his wife. He, 2:30, it was raining, carried my mom and everything. We go to the hospital. Week after, I said, okay. He said, we need to sit and talk what happened here after everybody's, you understand? So it's a very interesting, like, thing that don't exist here in America. In America, you have to smile. And a lot of people smile from fear because they're afraid not going to have a friend. So you have to smile. You know the smile of the mice when the cat catching him, what's the name of that? Jerry and something? Tom and Jerry, you know? When the mice been caught to the corner and he smile like big smile from fear. So the cat will not eat. Anyway, we finished for tonight. We're going to continue next week. We might do Tikkun HaZohar. We'll see how I feel. If you want to stay, of course, you're welcome.